The Pulitzer Prizes were awarded this week. The New York Times won for its 15-part series on race in America. The Oregonian in Portland won for a 6-part series on U.S. Immigration Service abuses. And the Chicago Tribune won for a 4-part series on the nation's air traffic control system. Writer Mickey Kaus says these multi-part series, even good ones, are unreadable, so he created Series Skipper, a service that boils down those long-winded articles to all but the barest and wryest essentials.
A friend of mine, Fred Barnes, who writes for the Weekly Standard, says the four most discouraging words in journalism are first of a series. Because when you see that, your heart sinks and you know that you sort of have to do a lot of work over the next few days to collect all the articles in the series and then decide whether you want to read them. The premise of Series Skipper is that it's a place where instead of reading the series, the reader can sort of mulch the series and turn to Series Skipper, and I will tell them if there was anything good in the series, if there was anything they missed.
Actually, you're being too kind. I mean, some of these just have prize entry written on them. You know the reason for the series is that this is the entry for the Pulitzer Prize.
That's true, and then, you know, some of them won Pulitzer Prizes.
That's right.
People are telling me I should go back and summarize the New York Times race series now that it's won the Pulitzer Prize. People actually want to know what's in it, but they, of course, don't want to make the effort of reading it. Of course, neither do I, so I'm resisting these suggestions. But I guess the key point is that even a good series is one that people want to skip.
Mm-hmm. And you have these helpful little bulleted paragraphs. You begin with, oh, what a big deal this is, hype sentence.
Well, every series has to have like a, at Newsweek magazine, we used to call it the billboard paragraph. Some people call it the nut paragraph, where you sort of say, this sentence is important because, you know, from the wilds of Florida to the coast of Maine, something big is happening at a time when something else big is happening, and you sort of hype it up. And those paragraphs, one sort of recognizes them and your eyes glaze over as soon as you hit them. On the web, you really want to get right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And the Series Skipper has just come down to, like, numbered little points.
Yeah, a little formula.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, what are the 5 new facts we learned in this piece? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you can, you know, give the 2 best anecdotes and the best quote, and pretty much you've gotten what there is to be gotten.
Yeah, you do a 6 of these, you can probably shorten the Series Skipper.
One series, the Los Angeles Times piece on the entertainment industry by David Shaw, was so worthless that I instituted Series Skipper Skipper, where at the beginning of the Series Skipper, I said whether you could, in good conscience, skip the Series Skipper as well as the actual series. And with Shaw's piece, I said, well, why don't you go do something else? There's probably more profitable uses of your time than reading what I have to say about this endless and pretty much worthless series. There's a feature called Hello Editor, where you sort of home in on paragraphs of parts of the story where an editor really should have intervened to, like, make sense of it or make the reporter handle a contradiction in what he's written. For example, in the LA Times piece on the entertainment industry, the reporter David Shaw said, you know, nobody writes the hard-hitting investigative pieces in the entertainment industry anymore. And no editor said, well, did they ever write hard-hitting investigative pieces in the entertainment industry?
Now, how do you get through these series? You're performing the service for us, but how do you read them?
It's tough. The last one, which just went up on Slate, was called They Don't Pay Me Enough to Read These Series, to read this particular series. It was in the New York Times on public defenders, and it went up on, a week ago Sunday, and I only got around to putting it on Slate yesterday because I was dreading so much having to read this thing, even though I was being paid for it. It's an albatross. I can see it becoming a tremendous burden. I may have to hire somebody to read the series for me so I can summarize them for everybody else. It's, you know, I suppose there's harder work in the world.
What are you going to do when you get one that you like?
I think I'll say that I like it, that it's a good series. And maybe occasionally, you know, something will be so well written that I'll say, look, I give up. This thing is so good. You really have to go read it. But even that's a service.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mickey Kaus writes Series Skipper for KausFiles.com and at the online magazine Slate.